Is there are you starting to get to the point where you give Rodney more reps and try to push him along?
He played almost 20 minutes, so I mean that really that's a pretty good it's a pretty good chunk of minutes. I think we're more than anything, we just want to get him in competitive situations.
When he gets back to 100%, how much does he add to the offensive side of the ball?
I think both sides of the ball. I think he's maybe a little, he makes shots. When he hits shots, really for all of us, but when I think anytime you have a guy that's coming in, and those shots give you a boost, And so I think he adds that, the ability to space the floor. And I think he's also capable, he gets to the rim too. I mean, I'm confident in, we gave him the ball in the last couple minutes the other night. Pick and roll situation. He didn't make it, but he got right on the rim, and I thought made a strong move. So
when Alec went down, the plan was to start him for the rest of the year, get him major minutes.
I wouldn't say that. I mean, the plan really in the beginning was to, Rodney, I think, was going to play, whether he was going to start or how many minutes is always, you never know. But certainly when we lost Alec, there was more of a need, at that position and more minutes available. So one way or the other, he's going to have an opportunity to play. He's good enough, and we need him.
You guys have been a little thin inside since you lost Dennis. Just talk about how it's worked out the last few games and what you see going forward with that.
Well, Jeremy's done a really good job. He didn't get an opportunity last game just because of kind of the way the game went. They were but he's been able to fill in as that fourth big, and I'm comfortable with what we got. We got to keep guys out of foul trouble. And Jack played well when I put him in the game the other night against Denver. So, we have that in the way of depth as well.
When you go up against a tough defensive team like the Memphis Grizzlies, is there a different approach that you guys have, or is it the same than any other game?
I think there's an awareness. For us, I think the challenge for us has been playing against physicality and playing through contact and not allowing strong defensive teams to kind of knock us back. Certainly you've got to make, I think, an example the other night, I thought we had some really good shots. They were threes, but Gordon had good clean looks that I like him taking. But we got to make some of them. And both teams that pack the paint, protect the paint, and are really shifted in help, that's what they give you. They give you some jump shots, and unless you're getting stuff off your defense, you're going to be forced to make shots.
You had 4 games last week, 4 coming up this week, and you got a young team. Are you more concerned with just repetition rather than maybe giving them rest?
A little of both. I think someone told me we have like 7 rookies right now on our roster, which has got to be some sort of it's great, and obviously – a couple of our rookies are older than Joe and Eli, right, but they're still rookies. So, in theory, we should have fresh legs. We practice hard. So, I think I've tried to be conscious. We were off yesterday, completely off. Kind of called lockout day where, I didn't want anybody in the gym. Guys always sneak in. But we've got to be, I feel good about kind of trying to work with Mark McCown and Gary Briggs to make sure our guys, we're not overworking them, where they can stay fresh. I mean, I think if we're not, you don't get as much out of it as if you're dragging, you don't get as good an indication of where you are as a team. But we try to balance that with practice. I mean, we're still practicing.
What's the next step for Dante? Is it just being aggressive and confident?
I think that's part of it. I think there's some skills too, and some strength, that some things that are, that are real areas of improvement. Just his strength and his physicality. I think in the next year or two, we're going to look at him and go, wow, he's really grown physically. And I think the same is true of just, his ability to get in the paint and create and use his tools. In a game situation, when the game goes faster.